Do you see many children who refuse to use the potty at all for pooping, but will pee in the potty without a problem?
Sure. Yeah, we see that pretty regularly. So the question being, do we see that children will use the toilet for urination but not for defecation? And we do. You know, oftentimes the discomfort or the difficulties with constipation are very specific to defecation, and the child has little difficulties with urination and tends to use the toilet for urinating just fine. This is actually something that can be used by the parents to their advantage, so that if their child is already comfortable sitting on the toilet and urinating on the toilet without difficulty, to then use that period of time to have them spend an extra couple of minutes on the toilet when they're urinating to practice the exercises that we have found work so well to ultimately have success with defecation. And so these exercises are part of what we call proper defecation dynamics. It's appropriate straining. It's improving muscle control and muscle strength. It's being able to push with what we call our rectus abdominis muscles, but also relaxing the external anal sphincter. I know I'm kind of talking with some medical jargon. All of this is, I think, nicely explained in the You Can Poop 2 program, but this is a really nice opportunity for those children to practice those exercises and to get to the point where they have really good success. So answer the question, yes, we see that all the time, but the positive part is that's an issue that allows us to, that we can take advantage of to helpfully have ultimate good success.